Your shoulders.
that the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name, would care to feel my hurt. Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose to light the way for my ever wandering heart? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling, Lord, you catch me when I'm falling.
I Even so, come, Lord Jesus, come. We love you, we love you, we love you. Dear Lord, we just want to lift this time up to you, Lord. Please let this show be glorifying in your sight, Lord, and take control of this show, Lord, and because this is your church and you are our pastor. So please take control of this show and help it to be glorifying to you, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to meet and to glorify you and just to lift you up and say how awesome you are, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for loving us. Thank you for loving us despite our imperfections, our mistakes, Lord. Thank you for loving us anyway. Thank you for wanting us to be with you for eternity, Lord. And thank you for your promise of your sin return, Lord. Thank you. And thank you, Lord, for sending your son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. Thank you so that we can be redeemed to you, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for loving us. Thank you for your love. And thank you for your provision, Lord, providing for all of our needs and giving us what we need. And, Lord, you know what we need, Lord. So, I know you will continue to provide for us and to, you know, each of our needs in this group, Lord. So I ask that you continue to provide for us. And those who are struggling financially, please help provide for them. Those who are struggling with their health, Lord, please lay your hands on them and heal their bodies, Lord, according to your will. Those who are struggling emotionally, Lord, please just give them your calm and your peace, Lord, and your love. Shower your love on them. And please help us all to know your will, Lord, and to go in the direction that you want us to go and to follow the path that you want us to follow, Lord. And please help guide us to our destination, which is ultimately you, Lord. And please just guide us along where we should go, Lord. And please forgive us for where we have messed up, Lord, when we have sinned, Lord. Please forgive us. And please show us our sin, Lord, so that we can acknowledge it, Lord, and repent and turn back to you, Lord. And because we want to be with you, Lord, and we want to please you, and we want to make it into the wedding supper of the Lamb, Lord. And so please continue to be by your side and to walk with us as you have been, Lord, and I know you will. So thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So welcome, everyone. This is Michelle, and I hope everyone is doing well. We have Pat on the line. I will get to her in a little bit. Let's see, as far as me, I'm still waiting, as usual. And the Lord has me doing something, making a change in my life that he has me basically quitting something. Jerry had mentioned this when he hosted last, that he had gotten a message of, well, I forgot what it was now, but something about quitting, and it definitely applied to me because he actually gave me a personal confirmation. The Lord did, and then Jerry and Jason confirmed it. And so the Lord is having me quit something that I've been doing for quite a while, but really was not in my best interest or benefit and was actually bringing me a lot of heartache and pain, emotional pain. So, so hopefully this will be peaceful, although, you know, this possibly some people might criticize my decision, so there's always that, but hopefully it will bring me more peace, and I know it's the Lord's will, so that's definitely will bring me peace, and the Lord will continue to guide me and to bring me closer to Him, which is probably why He's having me quit this thing. So, but anyway, and that's what I want, is to be closer to the Lord. So definitely want to be close to Him, so, because I want to make it in the Elopeshire, and to see Jesus face to face. That is what I am pretty much living for, just so that I can see Jesus face to face. How awesome will that be? I cannot wait. And of course, see all my RCC peeps face to face as well. That would be great too. Can't wait for that either. Let's see, all the chaos in the world, basically, the world's getting more chaotic day by day, which points to our soon departure. The Lord is holding His judgment back, although to a certain extent He's already judging this world, but His full wrath has not come down on this world yet, because the bride is still here. And once the bride leaves, then the Holy Spirit is removed, and then the full wrath of God is coming down. And so you definitely do not want to be here for that. So if you have not accepted Jesus into your heart and made Him your Lord and Savior and boss of your life, I definitely, definitely encourage you to do that. First and foremost, so you can spend eternity with Him and know the true source of life, and not have to spend an eternity separated from the Lord, and eternity suffering in hell. So, and of course, so you can make the wedding supper of the Lamb and escape the horrors of the tribulation that is soon to come. So, definitely during this time, just try to draw closer to Jesus and keep your mind off the distractions, which there are many distractions in this world. I was just thinking about that. You have the elections, people freaking out about those. You have, this new Pokemon game. You have the racial division that's the elites are trying to create, and definitely don't fall for the hatred that they're trying to cause. Just love people. You may not agree with their actions or what they're doing with their lives, but we are called to love one another and to show them the love of Christ. So just keep your mind focused on Jesus and the fact that He is coming back now. So live each day as though He's coming back today, because He just might come back today. We are currently in the Jubilee year, so definitely very high watch time. Jason, the Lord gives him date sets, and then on the date sets, He gives him clues, flirts for more date sets. So the current date sets He has are the 19th through the 22nd. And for me, I've had some rapture dreams involving my mom, and three involving my mom and one involving my grandma. Well, in about a week, I'm going to go see my mom and my grandma. So there is possibility for that to be fulfilled if that was indeed a scenario for my rapture, but which would fit along with kind of Jason's date sets in a way. But anyway, he could come at any time, so we got to stay alert and stay encouraged. And if you feel like you're getting discouraged, pray to the Lord for encouragement, because I have to do that often. I just say, Lord, please keep me encouraged. Keep everyone in RCC encouraged. Please don't let us get discouraged. So if you pray that, I'm very confident the Lord will keep you encouraged, because He has kept me encouraged through this very long waiting period that we've been in. So We are definitely on a journey of growing in the Lord, growing closer to Him, and definitely increasing our patience and just waiting on His return. So, and actually growing our faith as well, because it takes faith to believe that the rapture is going to occur, because the rapture has not occurred before. So there's not been a big rapture, mass rapture event before. So it definitely, it takes faith to believe that. And because everything seems, even though there is chaos in the world, it seems everything's normal at times. People still go to work. You still, you know, eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage is still going on. So it definitely takes faith to believe that the end is near and Jesus is coming any day now. So, and we get our faith from the Lord. So, so anyway, keep looking up, everyone. Jesus is coming any day now. He is coming. Hallelujah. He is coming to come rescue us out of this world. So I cannot wait. I cannot wait. So let's see. I guess I'll read my daily devotional here out of Jesus Calling. For July 15th. And it says, do not worry about tomorrow. This is not a suggestion, but a command. I divided time into days and nights so that you would have manageable portions of life to handle. My grace is sufficient for you, but its sufficiency is for only one day at a time. When you worry about the future, you heap day upon day of troubles onto your flimsy frame. You stagger under this heavy load, which I never intended you to carry. Throw off this oppressive burden with one quick thrust of trust. Anxious thoughts meander about and crisscross in your brain, but trusting me brings you directly into my presence. As you thus affirm your faith, shackles of worry fall off instantly. Enjoy my presence continually by trusting me at all times. So, definitely, it is a struggle to focus on today and not worry about tomorrow's problems, because, hey, we're human and we want to look into tomorrow and see what problems tomorrow could possibly bring. But he commands us to just keep our focus on today and to trust him with tomorrow as well as today's problems too. Trusting him with our problems, letting him guide us step by step, and so we really have no reason to worry. So definitely a good reminder, and one of those Bible verses that goes along with that is Matthew 6:34, which says, therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. So, and with that, oh yeah, let me read what Barry put in the description box for today's show. It says, divorce, then marriage, came in an instant. Birth, Isaiah 66:1-9. This is what the Lord says, heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house you will build for me? Where will my resting place be? Has not my hand made all these things, and so they came into being, declares the Lord? These are the ones I look on with favor, those who are humble and contrite in spirit and who tremble at my word. But whoever sacrifices a bull is like one who kills a person, and whoever offers a lamb is like one who breaks a dog's neck. Whoever makes a grain offering is like one who presents pig's blood, and whoever burns memorial incense is like one who worships an idol. They have chosen their own ways, and they delight in their abominations. Before she goes into labor, she gives birth. Before the pains come upon her, she delivers a son. Who's ever heard of such things? Who has ever seen things? I think this part is what the Lord told Jerry. This is no longer the Isaiah verse, but anyway. Who has ever heard of such things? Who has ever seen things like this? Can a country be born in a day or a nation be brought forth in a moment? Yet no sooner is Zion in labor than she gives birth to her children. Do I bring to the moment of birth and not give delivery, says the Lord. So it's time for the rapture baby to be born. And you can see the birth pangs increasing worldwide. So with that, I will bring on Pat. Hi, Pat.
Yeah, hi. Love you all. Love you, chat.
Love you.
I sent you guys an interesting message.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you had a chance to read it. I wanted to know if you wanted me to read it online because it is just so different. But it is like telling it how it is.
Yeah, I have
so, you know.
So you can read it if you want.
Okay. I think you'll like this very much, but it's different. This here is called Terry. I don't know who this person is. One of our own group, I'll just keep it anonymous, sent this to me from RCC, and I just was like, okay. All right. So this is from July 14th from Terry, and Jesus says, and he says, so you do not believe message 252. Apparently this person, his message is this was 252. And he goes on to say, so you do not believe the rapture, the catching away, is true. You think because the exact word rapture is not in your Bible of today that it is not real. You think that because the church that you went to as a child or go to now have not preached about it, this means that it is not real. People, please look around you. Do you not see the signs? Do you not know that the word rapture is in the Bible, but not in the English translation? Do all the churches of today preach my truth? No. Just because they have not told you the truth does not mean it is not real. It will happen. But don't believe. That's fine. It's up to you. But are you willing to bet your life that you are right? You will soon see that it is true when you see me take my children home. So you do not believe it will happen soon, and you have plenty of time to get things right with me? Go ahead and believe that. But you, too, will soon see that you were wrong and will have no more time to make ready the way to your heart for me. So you believe I am the Son of God, your Savior and Redeemer, but don't want to give up what you love, the world? Well, don't come to me. Don't give up your love for the world and what is in it. Stay in the world and your life.
Check.
I'm sorry. Stop. Right now. Stop. I'm sorry. Stop. They bark at anything. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. He says here.
The dogs are freeing.
Yeah. Stay in the world and your life. I am sure it is wonderful and you have nothing but joy. Don't give up a thing for me after all. All I gave up was for you was my life. You will soon see that the only ones left are those that love the world more than me. And you can all have it. Soon the world will be dark and you and the others will be all alone without love, without the Holy Spirit, as the Spirit will leave with those that are mine. So you do not believe that all you have to do, is to honestly ask for my salvation. You think it is too easy, that there has to be more to it. This belief is of the enemy and is the understanding of man. Yes, all of you have to. Yes, all you have to do is ask, believing, and receive my salvation, redemption, and love, and let me do the rest in you. Follow me, as it really is not hard, and I will show you the way. You see, every soul has free will, and because of this, every soul has to work out their own salvation with fear and trembling, meaning believing and with respect. No one can do this for you, not even my faithful ones, as they can pray 24 hours a day that all souls might know my salvation. and through their prayers many have seen the light and come to me, but it is your choice. The ones that have come to me have realized that having life with me in it is a lot better than life without me in it. They've seen that all I am asking from you is love, to love me and let me love you. Well, it sounds so much like he and I. I will go before you and lead your way. I will not leave or forsake you. I offer you love and life everlasting, but it truly is up to you to make your heart right with me. I know many have said that the catching away would happen in the past. The days did come and go, but what you do not see is there will be no more delays. As the Father has said, there is no more time. Come to me now and believe it will happen, as it will happen soon. You have been warned. I am coming now. Yeshua HaMashiach. There you go, guys.
Wow. Awesome.
Isn't that lovely? Isn't that lovely?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Hey, very, very kind message, but, yeah. Yeah.
People, get ready.
Yeah.
Jesus,
get ready.
Is coming.
He's coming soon. The Father said there's no more time. The Father says there's no more time. That Jesus must love hearing that.
Yeah.
Yes. My Father said there's no more time. Guess what? Yeah. Soon.
Next
and
is going to come. Go get my children.
Yes. And on Turkey, the coup failed. Okay, the coup failed. And I don't know what's going to happen next, but they didn't pull it off completely. And those who tried are in a lot of trouble. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. It must be a six-hour difference or an eight-hour difference in timing. I'm not sure if it's like 5 or 6, 7 o'clock over there. But I was watching CNN live on, you know, on the internet, and it announced that it had failed, you know. So I don't know. It got really crazy over there. Wow. Between France last night, and now we have to wait and see what happens with those 37 countries, and the cities, rather, with this day of rage and protest. So that has yet to begin, really. I guess they're waiting for it to be dark. It's dark here now. I know Jersey City is on the list of the rage ones, you know. They want to kill cops. Yeah, 37 cities throughout the United States want to do in the police. So we'll see. I mean, it's like boom, 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 boom. France and that Turkey, and now you've got this craziness trying to go on. So it's total chaos. But other messages I've been reading, like from Glenda and stuff, it's Jesus is warning all the time. Things are going to change. Things are going to change. Get ready. Things are going to change. You're going to see more stuff. You're going to just see things happening. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, you know, this is what we're into right now. So, yeah, we're saying it. And we're holding on to the hem of his garment, and we're holding on to his ankles and his sandal straps. Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. He doesn't mind. Just keep trusting, you know. Wow. Oh, and I told you last night that they had that picture in Brazil or whatever of the Nibiru thingy. So here comes that too.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I wonder when that's supposed to. Do they have any predictions on when it's
August.
When it's actually
August.
Going to
yeah.
come?
Oh, August next month. 2 weeks.
Oh, August. Okay.
3 weeks. 4 weeks. Whatever. I'm sorry.
Whatever.
I'm sorry. Whatever. When I see it, you know, I'll believe it. It's too easy. You know, I'm still, maybe the dang thing is out there, okay? But I'm still kind of out to lunch on it because so many photographs are photoshopped, faked, were lied to. What do you believe? How do you believe in this day and age when there's so much falsehood everywhere? I mean, it's hard for me to get my arms around this, that stupid thing is out there, you know. And everybody's just fear-mongering and making pictures and getting their 15 minutes of fame, or maybe their 5 minutes of fame, I don't know. But I'm still like, I guess maybe it is, but you know I have no fear. God's in charge. And if he's really in charge, then we who really love him and he knows he has our hearts, we have nothing to fear. That thing can come as close as it wants, and we'll just wave at it, you know, because we're in him. We'll wave through him. That's the way I feel.
Yeah,
I have
full confidence we're going to poop before that thing would even hit us.
When it comes closest, we go. That's what some other seers are saying, you know. So, you know, yeah, I've seen the pictures and stuff, and it's pretty convincing. But, again, it's so easy to Photoshop, so maybe that's good. I'm that way. I'm not really sure, because then I'm not going crazy. Well, I wouldn't go crazy anyway with it. I just say, Jesus, you're in charge. You know, if I'm here, I'm here. If I go, I go. I mean, whatever happens, happens. If I crawl under the table and think I'm safe, fine. You know, I'm just not into being a scaredy cat, or, you know. But, oh, man, you read this stuff online. Oh. And the air is going to be sucked off the planet, and things are going to go flying. And it's like, well, yeah, okay.
I think I've heard that, too.
It's like, you know, okay, fine. 300-mile-an-hour winds, and it's like, okay, you know.
Whoa.
Like, you have to store food. Yeah, if you have 300-mile-an-hour winds, your food's going to blow up in the air with you, you know? I mean, come on. I know, I can't. I mean, others might say you're crazy, but, you know, when you're in the Lord, you don't worry about planets coming close to you.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, we know eventually, like in the book of Revelation, there is going to be something that hits the earth and kills, I think, a third of mankind.
We're not
so eventually
here.
Something's going
here.
To hit, but I'm not worried about it because we won't be here.
Yeah, no, we won't. We won't. We'll not be here. The bride is not appointed to wrath. I don't know. What part of that does mid-trib and post-trib not understand? I mean, really?
Yeah.
Come on. That doesn't make sense. And to encourage each other with these words and, you know, and look up and be happy, you know, look up your, how can you do that if you're in mid or post-trib? I mean, hello?
Yeah.
You'll be looking under the clear,
like,
the nearest rock to hide.
The earth is going to get destroyed.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Off.
You're right in the middle of
you.
It. Yeah. You're draw straws and figure out when he's coming, you know, guys, you know? I'm sorry. That's terrible. But, you know, whatever happened, and we're seeing the world be nuts and crazy right now. We really are. I mean, this with poor France, 84 dead and 100 wounded, and it's just...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's so horrible. And then this with Turkey today, you know, and there's other garbage going on. So it's like, wow, you know, just really wow. But God will just let it go so far, and then, bam, that's it, you know. But souls are waking up. They see, hopefully, I mean, as bad as it is, hopefully people looking at this who are on the fence say, oh, wow, the world's really getting stinky, you know. Maybe I better just get it together a little bit here and have a good think. Maybe God is real, and maybe I better start talking to him.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll have a thought like that, you know. That's my prayer. You know, God will use these things going off in the world to wake people up. He'll use more than fireballs, let me tell you.
Think they're like, they don't need God is what some people think. They're like, oh, that's for other people, but I don't need
that. Exactly.
Hopefully it's
I don't need
will
that.
Wake
the
them
pride.
Up. Something will.
He will wake people up. Bottom line, that I really believe that. He will wake people up. And he will use every means possible, because mercy is the highest of his works. And he will do anything to save somebody, you know, even with your free will. He has ways of getting to you. Not that he's encroaching upon your free will. You always have a free will. But he can give you some ideas or some situations in your life where you're going to sit up and go, whoa, wait a minute. I think you better say a prayer here. Please, God, are you still there? You're listening to me. I've been kind of bad, but, you know, I can't figure this out, what's going on, and I'm scared. See, fear will bring somebody to the Lord as well as other ways, you know. Yeah, he has all kinds of ways. He loves everybody so much. He doesn't want the loss of one soul. Even all these ISIS people and everything, I pray that, you know, before they take their last breath, that they'll have a thought of the Lord, that they'll turn to him. Oh, you saw an angel on the page flashed. Oh, that's pretty. Yeah, I really pray for them that they'll come to conversion. I don't wish the loss of anyone. When you see the Muslims that have come to conversion for the Lord, oh, my goodness. They are on fire. And they will go out and get the others, I'm sure. It's the Jewish people, too, and some of the other groups of people who have come to the Lord, the Buddhists, they are on fire for the Lord because it costs them dearly to believe. It almost costs them their life, some of them, you know, and torments and tortures. Yeah, yeah. So they will go after the others. They will. I have full hope in that. I really do. I really do. And somebody was talking about ISIS. Oh, I don't know. They were talking about Turkey, that if things get turned around, like if the coup had not failed, that they would probably go after ISIS and pretty much destroy them, you know. But now we don't know what's going to happen. We'll have to find out in a while what happened over at Turkey, since apparently it failed. Yeah. Okay, go ahead. I'm Laura. I'm going to go on mute for a few minutes, sweetheart. Okay.
Oh, okay. Sure. Yeah, the world is getting crazy. So definitely even more signs to look at because our redemption draws near. So that we are truly in the final countdown.
It's the final countdown. The Bride of Christ is getting ready to leave this earth together into Jesus' arms.
Amen. I had some He and I thought maybe you guys would like to hear. It's so beautiful.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh my. See, and I just open up the. Okay. She was in the country, Gabrielle, and she says she was climbing an old flight of stairs and offering each step. She says, "Lord, how can you accept such tiny things? You know how we just offer everything to Him." And He says, "You call them tiny, yet you use your memory, your understanding, and your will. In other words, your entire being. No matter where." No matter where you give yourself to me, I take you. Do you understand? And He says, do you know about my merits? Only the Father knows them all. And do you realize that if it was necessary, I would begin all over again? Find a new way of praising me every day. Keep on exploring my hidden treasures. You can never come to an end of them. Discover, discover, until fires undreamed of are kindled within you. And you will say, it was you, Lord. How blind I was. The best of me is always you. And while you are talking to me, I'll continue to heap blessings upon you, for my heart is filled with them, and to give eases it of its burden. It takes a mere nothing from you to make it overflow. If you only knew, my poor little ones, wake up to your power over me. Get to know me a little better. Stammer out your words of love. I'll complete them. You've seen the great sun dancing in tiny mirrors. Who can bear its dazzling brilliance? But what is a mirror without the sun? Why not decide for the highest perfection? No need to make any vow. It might be a source of anxiety to you. Just make up your mind not merely to do things well, but as perfectly as you can. It would add to my glory. Sinners, too, would have their share of the benefit. Don't be afraid. Be daring. We're together, you and I. Isn't that beautiful?
That is.
Yeah. How? What a sweetheart he is. He's just given, 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 given. Yeah. Yeah, just so beautiful. That was from page 136 and 137 I've read, of He and I, if you have it. So, he's just...
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's just so, so beautiful. So beautiful. He's just such a love, you know? So, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yep.
I just can't wait to be with him.
I know. He's so perfect. He's so thoughtful, you know. He's just perfect thoughtfulness for all his brothers and brides and children. He's just, oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, wow. There's just so much here. Every time we come on, I should read a few paragraphs just to uplift and encourage you, you know, really. This Gadzooks is over how many pages? Oh my gosh, this book is incredible. I have my original copy. It looks like it from the '70s. There's 389 pages. Yeah, 389 pages of him. I'm sorry, 386 pages of him speaking. 385 pages of him speaking. You know, it's just incredible.
Wow.
It's just
Does she have out more than one book, or is it just one
I know.
Book?
This was written in two parts from 1936 to 1950.
Okay.
It was looked over by a theologian, and he gave a clear pass to it. There's nothing in here against faith and morals for any Christian, you know. So this is, yeah, it just one paragraph here. He says, "You are white as snow through the anointing and its graces. My love has washed away every stain. If I love you at all times, I am even more moved in this great moment when the last visitor comes." She was getting ready to enter. Her life is ending here. He says, "May she, or she should for you, but rest in my arms while you wait for the final moment when the very last veil will be rent. Now, my friend, here is your work. Regret, regret, regret.
your sins and love, 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 love evermore and more the one whose name is love. So that can apply to us because we're getting ready to go to. So it can apply in a different way. So just what he said to her, because she died in 1950. So these were the messages he gave her right at the end of her life. And they're very appropriate for us. Because he's getting ready to go too. Different way, but we're going. There's anointing, he purifies us in his blood. And Jesus, purify me in your blood, forgive me of all my sins. And I forgive, and I regret, and I forgive everybody. Please forgive me, and thank you for all your graces and love. Thank you that I'm alive today, witnessing and going to be witnessing, you know, your coming and us going up to your appearing. Yeah. So how exciting is that? I'm reading, as I scan online, there's certain things I just don't look at all. But everything, everyone, anybody who we like to listen to online, who we have trust in, it's now. It's like, wow, you know, there's no more time. Just get ready. You know, I am calling you now. Julie, she has incredible. I read you that one last night. Just incredible stuff. And these people are so sweet and love God so much. They're very trustworthy. And I've been with them for years. And even in our personal communications to each other, there's such love and such genuineness of caring. You know that. I believe what they are giving forth from the Lord, you know, and he's telling us the time is up. And the one I just read, time is up, guys, time is up. Get ready, believe. And aren't we seeing the world just kind of really go a little nuttier every day? I mean, really, aren't we? And it's not so much always weather anomalies. We're seeing countries. Cities, governments.
Yeah, people
we're
going
seeing
nuttier.
Chaos. Yes, people are going nuttier. They're causing great havoc and great pain and great sorrow and great loss and great heartache and headaches.
Yeah,
definitely. We're seeing this. He told us, you know, not to lose our peace. And I noticed the minute I start to get a little tear, he'll say, don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged. As I told you before, he says that you don't be discouraged. Don't be, he's still waking me up in the middle of the night or somewhere in the dead of night. And like, and it's like, okay. And I'll be tired and I'm tired and I can't go back to sleep. I have to stop to pray and keep praying. I can take a nap in the day, you know. Even then, his presence is so strong, you know, and it's so beautiful, you know, and it's just constant. I can't put into words what this is, you know.
Wow.
But I have a very strong responsibility to pray, to console him, to keep him company. Like, and I know others do this too. And it's just stronger and stronger and stronger. But you know, there's a simplicity to this. There's a sweetness to this. There's no stress to this, you know, like what I was reading tonight. Just, he says, I just want you to love me, you know, and let me love you. And that's what I'm feeling more than anything. It's like, just love me and let me love you. And everything else will flow from that genuineness of relationship in spousehood or friendship or creature and creator. You know what I'm saying? It's so simple and sweet and lovely. And that doesn't, I mean, I don't have trials. I mean, I had very bad trials today with my daughter. The diabetes is kind of progressing. The doctor told her you should be thinking about your last will and you should be thinking of a place you can stay. I mean, it's gotten very dire. Her legs hardly work.
Wow.
You know, yeah. So keep Geraldine in your prayers, please. She wasn't taking the insulin right. She was just kind of, you know, sloughing off here. And we corrected everything tonight. And we're trying to find a program she can come to. She went to the chiropractor, and she wants to just align her back. She disagrees with the other doctor. So I'm caught in the middle of this, trying not to be too numb with this information, that information, this set of things, and that set of things, you know. And it's incredible. Oh, it's incredible. You don't know. So I'm glad that I have a sense of his presence because it keeps me sane.
Yeah.
It really does, because there's so much going on here with attitudes with other people living here. You know, it's just, Sometimes I just look at the Lord and I give him a blank stare because I can't even feel anymore because there's just so much going on. Not necessarily the world, but just in my own household. Just in my own household. You know, people have very bad attitudes about stuff. And all I can do is pray and say, Lord, I trust you to bring them about because they don't listen to me. You know, I just trust that you'll take care of it because I asked you in confidence, you know. But,
yeah,
you know, some I can pray with, you know, it's okay. But there's things that really are not right, and I have to trust him. You know, that's very frustrating when you really love the Lord and you want to share that with someone and they don't want to listen to you because they think you're nuts. That's a keen suffering. And then you're worrying, boy, if you don't get the Lord in your life, I don't know where you're going to end up. And that's where the confidence in when he says, I'll save your children and grandchildren and leave it to me, I'm going to take care of this. And it's like, okay. You can have it.
Yeah.
Because I can't deal with it. You know, and he'll say that. I'll take care of everything. Trust me. Oh, all the, I should have a nickel for every time he says, trust me. Yeah, I'd be rich. Yeah. And I'll just pull myself together and I'll just slow down my pace and slow down my prayers and my speaking. And I'll just speak very softly to him and very assuredly. And it's for my sake that I do it, that I can just focus more, you know, because there's so much around you to make you unfocused very easily if
indeed,
you didn't just stay centered in him. Yeah.
There's so many distractions in this world.
Oh, and it's
hard
family,
not to fall
it's world.
Into
yes, it is. And I just have to, and I'll tell you, and I'm sure I'm not the only one. I can picture him in my spirit, or I'll look at a picture, it'll come alive, and I just look at him with a blank stare and no words. And I'll just say, I'm numb. Just forgive me. I'm numb. I can't even think straight. I mean, you're going to have to think for me, because this is so overwhelming right now. Yeah. And he understands, and he takes care of it. Takes care of it. I had a bunch of stuff I was so not freaking out over that had to be done today, but boom, 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 everything just fell in place. My daughter went to the store for me. The other one went to the store, took her to the doctor's, going to take her Monday, got the things that we needed, got the meds that we needed. And it's like, because I have wash to do, I have some cleaning to do. I can't do anything. I can't motivate myself to do squat. I can't. I'm sure, and it's not because I'm lazy or anything else. I'll have a day where I'll clean like a banshee. I mean, I'll go crazy cleaning, you know, when everything's perfect. And I have days where I can't even pick up a piece of paper off the floor because I'm just numb. I'm just spent. Yeah. That's been one of those days today. I've had to run around doing all kind of medical stuff and more medical stuff, and it's like I have a paper on the floor here I have to pick up. I've got some other stuff I have to sort out and do, and it's like I can't. I have no incentive at all. And I know I'm not alone. No, I'm not.
No, you're not.
I'm not. I just have no incentive.
There are days I have so much to do, but I don't have any motivation for it.
I think I've done a dish, and I've made some coffee. Just been running with my daughter doing medical stuff, but I haven't done. I've given the dogs water, or I fed the cat. That's about all I've done today. And I've got stuff. I've got not a whole lot, but I have stuff. Important stuff I have to do. And it's like, I just can't find any motivation to do it. I'm just like spent. I'm tired. I'm spent. You know. And tomorrow will be a better day. I'll probably go like a house on fire, you know. I'll sweep. I have to clean out the kitty pans better, you know. And it's like I have to do this, Lord. I have to get all this stuff done. I just have to get little things. But I don't. I just don't get them done. It's terrible. Then I start to feel a little guilty. It's like, what the hey is the matter with me? And it's just I'm just spent. I'm wearied. My heart and soul. My spirit, it's just wearied. You know, I don't sleep right either. So, you know, I have to grapple with myself and tell the Lord, I'm going to get this done. Really, I am going to get this done. It's like he could care less, you know, as long as I stay with him and keep him company. No, of course, he wants me to get things done.
Yeah, last night I woke up early and I was sitting here worrying about, like, oh, my goodness, I have so much to do today. How am I going to get it all done? I'm like, okay, I shouldn't be worrying about this now. I should be sleeping. But then
right.
I can't get back to sleep because I've been worrying about it, and so I didn't
get too much sleep
last night.
Oh, I hear you. I hear you loud and clear. And then when I am up, I'm still kind of tired, my back hurts, and I had all this running to do with medical stuff. And it's like I still have to she has some wash that I have to kind of wash out for her, and I've got to clean the kitchen floor up a little bit better, and I've got to, you know, I do the counters every day. I mean, with a Clorox wipe or whatever. But it's just other things I have to do, and it's like, Jesus, I just don't have any incentive. I'm just, it's like I don't, it isn't that I don't care, it's that I don't know how to care. I just can't get it done. I have no incentive. I mean, tomorrow might be another day and I will get things done because I'm responsible for that, you know, and I'll be that way. But, you know, and I guess I'm preaching to the choir, I guess, but there's days you're just spent. You can't even think straight. You're just spent. There's just so much going on. If it isn't the world, I mean, the world. I don't let the worldly things bother me. It's the things at home that get you because it's closest to you, you know. And I guess that's the way to put it. But tomorrow, it's amazing. I guess you go through the same thing. These days, I'll clean like a crazy lady, and everything's beautiful. And the next maybe a little, and then I'll have a couple of days where I just don't give a dang about anything. I just can't do it. I just don't want to do it. It's so weird.
Yeah.
It's how you can change like that, you know, from one day to the next. It's just, I don't know, I'm just sharing that because I know I'm not alone, and I'm not going to feel guilty about it, you know, but I don't shirk on keeping him company or praying or whatever else, but getting housework done, sometimes it's like a curse. It really is. It's just you don't want to get it done, and I it's not like it's dire, but I just needs to get done. You know?
Yeah,
I know.
It's something you have to do, but you don't really want to.
No, I'm just.
I know the feeling.
Yes, it's your mind is just spent. You don't want to do it. You don't want to do it. You just and you can't and you don't do it. Something so simple like picking up a few things or straightening out. It's like, I don't really care. Usually I do. Yeah, it's just it's an oxymoron to me that I can be one day so involved in doing stuff and loving it because I like the place to be neat. I love to, but and there's other days where I just don't care, and it's a mystery to myself, my own psyche, because it's like, but it's just so many other things going on. It's just I don't know, pulling at you, you know. It's not the worldly stuff. It's just, it's mostly the home stuff, you know. It's just, there's days where you just want to just scream, I guess. Take a pillow and just scream it. You're like, like, enough already. People, do what you're supposed to do. Stop causing all these problems, you know.
I have that feeling, like, at work. Some days I'll be like, okay, let's get this done. And the other days I'm just like, I have no motivation to do anything productive.
No motivation. No. Same with being home. You know, I have things I have to get done, and it's like, I just can't do them. It bothers me. I feel bad, but I can't get stuff done.
Yeah.
I just can't. I can't. And it's not even that I'm really tired. It's my mental state. Like, I'm spent. I'm just spent. You know, I'm just spent. So, God, give me the grace to clean the house tomorrow. You know, really, I have to pray to get stuff done. It's terrible. No, but God understands, you know. He does. And he'll give me these little gusts of love and of peace. And I don't know, he just fills my soul with just such little gusts of peace. That's what I call them, you know. I'm not even looking for them. And it's like, I don't know, I just feel things that I can't even describe, but they're very sweet and they're very peaceful. And that's just to keep me going. I know it is. He's very merciful. Mm-hmm. He knows I have a lot here to deal with, and he knows there's a lot of uncertainties. But again, you just have to trust. You have to trust him that he's got this, he will take care of it, you know, and it's going to be okay. Like, it's going to be okay, all you sad people out there. It's going to be okay. I love that. I think of that, what she says now and then, and I said, oh, okay, it's going to be
that
okay.
Little girl.
That little girl. What was that, Amelia? Or I forget her name. It's
yeah.
Going to be okay for
I
all you bad people
I have to repeat that sometimes
there.
To myself.
Oh, that
of
is
like,
so cute.
It's going to be okay. And then I hear the Lord in my mind say, yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Yes, it's going to be okay. Don't try to understand and do everything all at once. Just lean on me, trust, stay in my arms, you know. Oh, yes, it's so sweet. It's very sweet. He's very sweet. He really is.
Speaking of which, I have to be to work tomorrow morning, so still some things I have to get done before bed. So.
Oh, yeah. No, close up, honey.
Guess I'm going to have to close it out.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
But it was
no
good
problem.
Chatting with you, Pat.
Oh, it's fun. I hope what we talk about can uplift and encourage others. You know, that's what it's all about. And just being human and just being in the house and just sharing stuff. You know that, hey guys, you're not alone.
Yeah,
I got some sisters here going through the same things. You know that maybe you guys are going through. So I always pray to the Holy Spirit before I come on And hopefully that we can all of us can uplift and just encourage each other. I love that message from the Lord about, well, if you don't believe.
Yeah.
Oh, right on. We needed to hear that. We really did. Read it over again. I sent it to all you guys, so read it again. You'll love it. It's so sweet. I love it. Okay, so close up, yeah, and we'll chat when we get on here again, hopefully in the air group hug, you know. But hang in there.
Yeah.
God is with us all the time. He's right there. Just talk to him. He's right by your side. He's in your heart. He knows he has your heart. So don't be, you know, fretful about nothing. You know, nothing, honey. He's got it. He's got us. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Close that. Alrighty.
All right. Hope love you,
your
Pat.
Weather is better.
See you in
okay,
the
love
air.
You too, sweetie. Okay. Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. More than ever.
Hoofaloofa.
Bye-bye, dear. Love you all.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
The skies don't seem to be as dark as usual. The stars seem brighter than they've been before. And deep within I feel my soul is stirring. As though my hope has been restored. The shepherds say they've heard the voice of angels, confirming rumors spread across the land that a child protected well from Herod's anger is our Father's Son and the Son of Man. Love is raised.